Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. Joining me today is Greg Kidd, candidate for Nevada's 2nd Congressional District, next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shadd, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shadd.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. Joining us today is Greg Kidd, who's a candidate for Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm excited we've not met before. Why don't you give us just a real quick bio, where you're coming from, what's your background, quick thumbnail in 30 seconds.
Sure. From Connecticut, worked as a mountaineer instructor, both for Outward Bound and the National Outdoor Leadership School, also bike racing. Background in leadership, leading trips for those folks, but then business was consulting with Booz Allen and Hamilton. Left that, started a startup in the bicycle messenger space that became the world's largest on-demand dispatch organization. Took that public 8 years later in the United States, and in that, met a kid named Jack Dorsey who hacked in, hired him, came to live with me. Lucky enough to have him in the back door, putting milk in the fridge. Started Twitter and Square because we learned a lot about payments. We learned a lot about messaging. And then in parallel to that, did a stint as a regulator, worked at the Federal Reserve Board of Governors in Washington, D.C. Kept working with regulators during the financial crisis and have been involved in fintech companies ever since. Some of the ones you've probably heard of are like, once again, Square, but also Coinbase, and have been involved most recently in buying a bank in the United States in Oklahoma, and have always been involved in politics over the last 20 years, passing legislation with the Fed. First time for me running in elected politics, but I'm well familiar with the what it takes to get things done on Capitol Hill.
So let me ask you this. I'm always curious. Years ago, when I was much younger and dumber, I thought I had more political ambitions. And then as I got more successful and frankly made more money, it sounds absurd. You've been very successful, you're wealthy, you got to be if you're involved with Twitter and Square and all that sort of thing. What makes you want to go crawl back into this horrible cesspit that is politics?
Well, I'm at a point in my life where getting things done is more than about technology and business, and most of the challenges we have today are political. What's the political environment that makes it possible to innovate? And so I've been involved in getting that legislation passed, working both with Democrats and Republicans to make basically an innovation-friendly atmosphere. All those businesses I mentioned, they started small, they got big, and I want to see that same thing happen here in Nevada, which is my adopted home. And I'd like to see this place become a tech center and job creator, kind of like Austin has, or the Research Triangle in North Carolina.
So let me ask you, it's one thing to say, you know, hey, you've gotten things done business-wise and all that sort of thing. When we're electing a congressman, we need to know sort of, you know, general political philosophy. You have no idea what's going to come up in any given term, and so it's helpful to know how somebody's going to approach something. So you're politically independent. You're not running under the banner of any political party. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so do you have sort of a self-description of a political philosophy? Where sort of you're coming from with respect to that? I hate the left-right thing, so that doesn't make any sense, but tell us what you...
Well, it's all in our campaign slogan, which is free, fair, and wild. I think people know the free is and freedom, fair, just make sure everybody gets a fair deal. But on the wild piece, that's really a tribute back to Nevada's history with mining, with gaming. I mean, it's been a pretty wild place, and we'd like to see, still do that, but we'd like to bring other industries in. We've seen like the warehousing, we've seen some fintech, and we'd like to make the economy here more diverse, more resilient. And so I'm here basically to make this place, it has already the natural resources, it has the human capital. This could be the most prosperous region in the United States.
Let me ask you about that, because there's sort of a libertarian bent to that slogan and everything else like that, and I use that with a small L. But people say, oh, Nevada's got prostitutes and got gambling, so it's a libertarian place. It's not true. Prostitution and gambling are hugely heavily regulated. Nevada's always been absurdly regulated. The professional licensing in this state is the worst in any other state. It's one of the least libertarian states in the country, quite frankly. Are those types of things that you want to change as well, or are these industries going to come in, tie themselves to government, and now we have this, you know, weird regulatory scheme that makes competition actually harder, which is what we currently see a lot in Nevada?
So we expect and want to have good regulation. Take the gambling industry. They've had to deal with regulation. They're very good at ferreting out fraud, at ferreting out abuse, money laundering. Those skills could be addressed and tackled other industries that are in the payments.
They're
business.
Also really good at stifling competition.
They're very good at stifling competition.
I'm
a pro-competition guy, and so some of the legislation I'll be looking to bring in, maybe not all the gambling companies will like it. So for instance, the gambling companies don't do a lot of processing of transactions online because they want people to come into the casinos. Well, sure, there's a lot of other reasons people come to Nevada besides just gambling in the casinos. I think if they process transactions online as well, they could be the leaders in the world. I don't think they should give up all the opportunity for the rest of the world just because they're myopically focused on just what happens in the state. And so there's a little of that going with poker gaming, but I think they could be doing the gaming transaction processing for the entire United States and the world. Look at sports betting. You know, we made a requirement that you got to come in to do it. Now Arizona is doing more sports betting than Nevada. We don't want to give up those opportunities.
Utah does more microbreweries than Nevada does. I mean,
that's right.
That's the regulation environment's insane. So let me transition then this way. You're not a Democrat, you're not a Republican. Legislative politics is a team sport. How do you get those things done as one of a large legislative body in Congress in Washington, D.C., where everybody's hyperpartisan, while you're not partisan? Are you going to caucus with one party or the other? How's that going to work?
So caucusing is going to depend on the issue. And some people say, well, it can't work that way. You got to pick one or the other and stay in your lane. That's not my experience. I come from the Federal Reserve, where we have a lot of Democrats there. We have a lot of Republicans. We push a lot of legislation through. That's where I've worked getting my first bills passed. And we didn't have to, quote unquote, caucus. The Federal Reserve and people that work on getting things done on Capitol Hill with regards to financial policy, in banking and financial innovation,
sure.
We work behind the scenes and we get those bills passed.
Sure, and that happens with sort of executive agencies and that sort of thing, pushing congressmen who, quite frankly, don't know what you're talking about as soon as you start making them do math. And so they sort of wind up rubber stamping that stuff. But as soon as you are the politician and people are expecting, you know, this sort of teamwork and, you know, both high and low-minded about that, or tribalism, whichever it is, that's how are you going to overcome that as an independent candidate? Bernie Sanders, Cox is the Democrats. He might as well be a Democrat. He's not really an independent. And so are you going to really be an independent, or are you going to be a de facto Republican or a Democrat? I mean, your campaign is sort of almost seems de facto Democrat at this point, since there's not a Democrat running.
Well, I'll just give you an example. I'm just back from Wyoming, one of the reddest states in the country. Mm-hmm. Met with Cynthia Lummis. She's pushing a bill to clarify how banks and crypto work together. All the Republicans supported it, but I also sat down here with Jackie Rosen. She and Chuck Schumer and 10 other Democrats voted as well. That's 62 votes for legislation. I talked to both sides, and we got very close. Still was veto. We're 5 votes short. But I think under a upcoming administration, regardless of who wins, that bill will get 5 more votes, and we'll get it passed. And I play an instrumental role with working with senators from both parties to make that happen. I've been doing that for 20 years, and I expect to be doing it for the next 20 years.
All right. Well, we'll talk about a few more of these issues when we come back.
Okay.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
They want us to believe we only have 2 options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. If you're just joining us today is Greg Kidd, who's a candidate for Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. So I want to talk about some more specific issues. You've gotten into a lot of tech stuff. Everything kind of comes back to tech stuff with you. That's your background. That makes sense. I love it. That's great. But one of the things, as I look around town, I see your billboards, I see your website, and some of the issues that sort of pop up that seem prioritized, you know, we got abortion kind of front and center. Why is that so prominent from a tech guy? Why does that seem to be almost the issue that I see in every one of your billboards?
Well, the mother of my kids is an OB-GYN. She actually looked at coming to work in rural Nevada and some other rural areas when she came out of med school. We didn't come here primarily because there was not enough support on education and other healthcare services, even though we were offered to be paid very, very well. And so I'd like to see, not just in Nevada, but throughout the country, I'd like to see women have access to healthcare choices. I realize some people are pro-choice, some people are pro...
No, I get it, but I kind of hate that euphemism, quite frankly. I mean, I've been pro-choice, I changed my mind, I don't know how you see an ultrasound and don't. I get that people are, it's different and it's difficult, and I think a lot of people don't acknowledge that, and it's frustrating. But I don't like the euphemism because I want to stare it in the face whenever we're trying to make moral choices. Supreme Court overturned Roe and said correctly, in my view, that look, this is something that people need to decide, voters need to decide. I disagree with Republicans who say there should be a federal abortion ban. I disagree with Democrats who say that, you know, we should amend the Constitution and protect abortion. I think that that needs to be something that every community, every state, that's why we're a federal republic, grapples with. So what's so when you say you talk about abortion, are you talking about protecting in Nevada? Or are you talking about where are you coming from there on a national level? You're running for Congress.
Well, in general, I think of women's health care rights as a civil rights issue. And so I did think that it should stay at the federal. The Supreme Court has disagreed. Now we're working with the reality, the facts on the ground. If you're going to basically do something on this front, you have to do it at the state level. I do understand that people think that simply having a statutory protection isn't enough, and Nevada and a number of other states have decided to push it at a constitutional level.
Which almost certainly will pass in Nevada.
It will pass, and so it's kind of a non-issue. It's not the way I would approach it. To me, it makes abortion a zoning issue, and I don't think of something as critical as women's rights, women's access to health care as a zoning issue, because I just believe that folks should be able to have that, just like civil rights, everywhere in the country. Not everybody agrees, but that's my personal position. But here in Nevada, I'm working, and I think everybody knows what the ratings are from Planned Parenthood, and so I think they support the constitutional right to a woman having choice here in Nevada, and I think that is going to pass. And, you know, I'm working with folks on that front, but I understand the other side as well.
Right. So I want to talk a lot of stuff on your website, talk about energy production, lithium mining, all that sort of thing. The type of thing it probably makes the same people cheer you on abortion cringe when you want to do a lot of mining. I'm all for it. Let's make use of the natural resources we have. So what are we talking about with energy production? We could pave Nevada with solar collectors, and that's not going to be enough. What are you really talking about when you talk about energy?
So look, I mean, everybody knows I have a background in conservation. I work for the National Outdoor Leadership mm-hmm. School, but we're not crazy tree huggers. We know that lithium is going to come out of the ground someday, some way. And even when I talk to folks from the Native American community, they drive up, they have their concerns. But the chap I talked to in this particular case, he drove up and he said, but look, I'm driving a Tesla. And so one way or the other, it's going to come out. Obviously, we want it to come out responsibly. My concern, and I think it's also echoed by others in the state, including leaders like Lombardo and Sandoval, who are Republicans, they're just wondering why, when it comes out, goes all the way to China and then comes back. So we do the manufacturing, we do the mining, we even do some recycling, but we don't do the processing.
So how about on the energy side? And I agree, I drive a Tesla, I like it. The energy side, how are we going to get the energy we need to fulfill these sort of tech dreams? To me, nuclear is the only thing that makes sense. Are we going to push for more nuclear power in this country? We should. We need to if we're serious about energy.
So I'm just pro-energy, just like I'm pro-money. So I expect us to develop geothermal. I expect us to develop the good coal, even, gas, oil. But we have electric and we have geothermal. We have hydro.
So yeah, none of that stuff can do what either fossil fuels or nuclear can do. Nuclear is the only option that's not fossil fuels, right? So
yeah, it's amazing the progress.
Nobody talks about nuclear. It frustrates me.
I love talking about nuclear. Okay. And so there's been tremendous progress in nuclear, and especially these smaller, very passive nuclear plants, much safer than anything we have. And I know people are afraid, Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, etc. But that was like 40 years ago, and there's been improvements, and other countries have shown, like the French, many other countries have shown that this is possible. I think, you know, nuclear should be part of the mix as well.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that and a few other things when we come back.
For me, there's nothing more important than getting my patients the care they need. So when I hear that Sam Brown supports allowing states to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, even to protect the life of the mother, I know what that would mean. When doctors' hands are tied, the results can be catastrophic, but Sam Brown doesn't seem to care. Sam Brown has shown that he is not looking out for the best interests of my patients. He is way too extreme for Nevada.
Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today. at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. If you're just joining us, again, we have Greg Kidd, candidate for Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. So let's shift a little bit. You're running for Congress, so it's not just Nevada stuff, although obviously every local politician wants to talk about their local stuff, appropriately so. But if you get elected to Congress, you're working for one of these two presidential candidates, certainly not the current president. How do you see that fitting into sort of your strategy? You mentioned this a little bit earlier, sort of a disagreement with the current administration, but you know, no matter who wins, where's that at? I mean, do you have a preference? Are you leaning one way or another for the presidential election?
So look, there was a time in history when the most liberal Republican and the most conservative Democrat overlapped, and we used to get a lot of congressional legislation passed, we got things done.
Agreed.
And so I'm looking to be part of a process again where, depending on the issue, I'll be voting more with Republicans or more with Democrats. And, you know, we'll play it like we see it.
Well, but we fight on the battlefield we have and not the battlefield we wish we had. And we don't live in those days. I lament it too, but that's not where we're at. So Kamala Harris is incredibly, I hate the word liberal. I think she's authoritarian in a way that we've never seen before, anti-free speech, all the rest of this stuff. If she gets elected, how are you going to push back against that?
So look, I'll just take examples of things that have come along, like the CHIPS Act. CHIPS Act came along. Democrats and Republicans both voted for it. It was more Democrats than Republicans. But I think everybody recognizes that competing with China is an issue. Now, some people, like my opponent, Amadei, didn't think it was a perfect bill. He voted against it. And look, no bill is perfect. On that particular bill, I think there was enough in there, and I think we need to get our act together to compete with China. And I want to see that done, not with tariffs, but with investments to build out our competitive capability.
So I was skeptical of President Trump's tariff talk when he first got elected. It seemed to be more or less effective. The foreign policy was successful under the Trump administration and was very unsuccessful under the Biden administration, ridiculously unsuccessful.
Well, I beg to disagree. Under Trump, even with his tariffs, we had the highest trade deficits with China in history. Now, under the Biden administration, who's our biggest trading partner now? It's no longer China. China's slipped into second place, and Mexico has come up. I would go back also in time, like the last time we really pushed tariffs hard was under Herbert Hoover, and that led to reciprocal tariffs coming back in the other way. I do not like trade wars that are based on tariffs. I also consider tariffs a big contributor to inflation. I mean, at the end of the day, I know some people think that somebody pays the tariff on the other side. That's not how tariffs work. If we put tariffs on goods, that's going to hit the pocketbooks of middle Americans, and I view that as a big contributor to inflation.
So 20 years ago, I agree with you. I back in the day, I was a big supporter of, you know, most favored nation trade status with China. And I figured, hey, we'll you know, make them love us economically and then they'll change politically. That didn't happen. In fact, they started exporting their political views. And now we got, you know, a significant portion of the country that is pro-censorship.
Well, don't forget, my second word is fair. I'm not for tough negotiations with China, mm-hmm. but simply raising prices that the end consumer pays here versus actually restricting their access to the market as they've done to us. I want to get tough with China, but I don't want to put it on the backs of the middle class here by having us just pay more for everything.
So who's going to be tougher on China, in your view?
Well, tough in different ways. Donald's going to be tough on China, but he's just going to do it by tariffs. I expect the Biden-Harris administration to basically negotiate on issues of access, to basically cut off access to whole areas to China unless we get reciprocal access back into those markets. Because a lot of places in China, we're just shut out, especially in my industry. We get nothing in China. And so I have no problem with cutting off their access if they don't open up access to us.
All right. Well, I didn't think I was going to get you to endorse one of these candidates or another as an independent candidate, but I had to try. And that's all the time that we have for me to attempt it. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful. Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us. You can join us 24/7 at NevadaNewsmakers.com.